Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and a recent study by the American Sociological Review shows that women are hanging on to jobs for longer stretches of time than men. Sounds good, right? But my next guest says that the reason women are keeping jobs longer isn't necessarily because they love their current work situation anymore. It's often because they don't have the courage to leave. Ashley Milne-Tight, public radio reporter and host of The Broad Experience, recently wrote about this for Entrepreneur magazine. She joins me now via Skype. Hi, Ashley. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks very much for having me.
The word courage, first of all, in the headline of the piece. Are we talking about courage here?
So I think in the case of some women, definitely. When I first started doing some reporting on this last year, I spoke to a young woman. It was really she that got me thinking about this whole topic. And she had worked for Etsy for a long time, and she loved it for a long time. But she ultimately got to that point where she felt that the company had changed, she had changed, but she just couldn't bring herself to leave. And it wasn't just about money. It was about fear of the unknown. She was saying things to herself like, they need me here, the company is like family. She associated the job with her identity. It was almost like stepping over a cliff and going off into the unknown. It was just something that she couldn't quite bring herself to do. She did do it eventually, but it took a good year for her to do that.
But when you talk, when you put it in terms of courage, it sounds like it's about personal virtue of some kind rather than structural impediments for women to make changes compared to men.
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, obviously, women are in general still worse off than men. And if you have children, this came out in some research. I spoke to a couple of professors at Rutgers Center for Women in Work. And they said, and this is part of the reason for that latest study that you mentioned, it's actually married mothers who have the longest job tenure. And there's very good reason to stay at a company if the policies work well with your lifestyle. But there are also, I mean, I think women put impediments upon ourselves that we don't necessarily even realize we're doing, including sort of all these things where we tell ourselves we can't, you know, are we even cut out for another job? If you've been somewhere for a very long time, you get, you not only get comfortable, but that you don't even necessarily, you become, and the research shows this as well, you become uncertain about what else is out there. You know, your sort of expectations drop the longer you stay in a position. This is true for men and women, but it's truer for women than it is for men.
So, listeners, if you're a woman who has left a long-term job for new work opportunities, including to start a business yourself, or if you've wanted to but haven't, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. It'll help other women to hear your stories. Why did you leave your long-term job? How much courage did it take against some other kind of inertia or pressure? Why is it difficult, if you haven't left a job that you've wanted to leave, to make a decision to go? Is it different from the men you know? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Ashley Milne-Tight, public radio reporter, host of The Broad Experience, and who wrote an article about this topic for Entrepreneur magazine. 212-433-WNYC. Ashley, I think it's first-person story time, because you recently left a job as reporter for Marketplace, where this is why our listeners know your name. They've heard Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace a million times, to start your own company. What's your company?
So it's The Broad Experience, which is a podcast about women in the workplace. And with me, it was a little bit more complicated. There was a gap between when I stopped reporting full-time for Marketplace and when I did start the podcast. And I certainly... That was a very unexpected move. If you told me a few years ago that I'd be hosting a podcast, I would never have believed you. And in my case, it was a courage thing. It was very difficult for me to sort of leave the comfort and the security of a long-term job and step out into the complete unknown, doing something I'd never done before. But it has been very rewarding in the way people tell you it will be, but you don't quite believe them until you do it. And you know, some of the things I've learned about, well, the reason I wanted to do a show about women and work was because of all the things I learned when I was reporting for Marketplace. I realized, you know, women and men do undergo completely different experiences in the workplace, and they synthesize things differently. And there are all these underlying reasons that I think for women's, you know, relative lack of progress. Of course, we've made tremendous progress in 40, 50 years. But, you know, we all know the statistics that have come out, especially since Sheryl Sandberg published Lean In.
Right.
And it's just, it is different for women. And I think the reasons for that are many and fascinating. And that's why I decided to do this. But I have to add that I am freelancing and doing a whole bunch of other stuff as well.
And it's one thing to leave a long-term job for another job where you're employed by another company. It's another thing to do what you did, leave to start your own company. Is that an apples-to-apples comparison?
No, definitely not. I mean, leaving a job to go to another job where you have that security and that health insurance and a salary, I mean, I do think that's difficult for people to do. Again, the people I've spoken to for my show and for this topic, there are plenty of people who have found leaving for another company difficult. I mean, I have a friend who recently left her corporate job and has started a business, essentially a resume revamp business, where she works with people to sort of remarket themselves. And she says this, her male clients, they know they're doing this because they want to move on. But her female clients really have, she says their biggest issue is actually taking that step to believe, yes, they can leave and go and do something else. And this is not necessarily to start a business. It's just to move on to another company. So, I mean, taking that leap to start your own business, yes, that requires a whole different level of courage, I think.
212-433-WNYC. Deborah in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you thinking?
I get where the guest is coming from, but I do think there's a bit of overgeneralizing here. I think most of the women, I'm in my early 50s, I've worked many jobs in a long market research career. I have left jobs and pushed myself out the door when I felt it was kind of getting time. And I've stayed sometimes when, in some ways, I've kind of wondered, should I stay or should I go? But I see women my age taking a lot of factors into account, even when they're current on what's out there. I love my job now. But there are times when I haven't, but I've stayed because it did work for my family life. It worked for flexibility. It worked for intellectual stimulation, even if I wasn't happy about parts of it. So I see women making those decisions all the time. It's just the equation is different for different women. So I don't necessarily attribute that to like fear or lack of courage. It's just pragmatism at times.
Ashley?
No, I absolutely agree that there's always a problem when you talk about, you know, women and men, that you end up overgeneralizing, and that's tough. And I of course, we're all individuals. Everybody has different reasons for doing things. And I think, you know, this latest study that came out in February from the American Sociological Association speaks to what your experiences are, which is that this worked for your life. It was practical. You know, everyone needs to be paid. And there are just times where you ride it out because it works for your life. And I also don't want to imply that no men do this either. You know, I mean, I have a female friend who used to switch jobs every 18 months. She was great at that. And she upped her salary every single time she moved. And I know men who find it very hard after they've been in a job for 10 years or so to leave. It's difficult to detach themselves. They feel loyal and torn in the same way that many women I've spoken to do. So I don't want to imply that everyone does this and that it's fear and lack of courage in all cases, because especially, you know, as we age and have families, there are so many practical considerations to consider.
Deborah, thank you for your call. Call us again. And Megan in Levittown, you're on WNYC. Hello, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So I've been toiling with this, and I think the nail was hit on the head when it was said that it feels like a family. And the position I've been in, I feel like I need an excuse almost to leave, not just that I'm ready to move on, but that I'm getting married. So that's why I need to go on. I'm buying a house in a different geographical location, and that's why. Not the fact that I'm ready to leave because you've been good to me. It's an emotional issue, and like it was said before, it feels like a family, and you don't want to let anybody down.
Do you think men relate to the workplace in a different way than that?
Oh, absolutely. Every male that I have gone to for advice or I've just mentioned this issue to says, who cares? Just go.
Ashley, want to jump in?
Yeah, that resonates with everything that I've learned through my reporting on this as well. That family and that loyalty, that resonates so strongly with women. Like one of the interviews I did on this last year, the woman said, it's almost like you're dating your employer. And after a while, you really feel that you're in this relationship with them. You've had help along the way. You've had mentors. And it makes it really difficult to leave. She said, you feel guilty leaving. It's like breaking up when there isn't a terribly good reason to break up. Nobody's been cruel to you. You just know that you've outgrown the job. I agree. I think women do have far more emotional attachments to their jobs than a lot of men do. And this makes it very hard for some of us to detach ourselves, especially from a longish term situation where there isn't anything horribly wrong.
Megan, thank you. That's such an important addition to the conversation. And so, Ashley, I wonder if you think that women should train themselves to be more like men in this respect, or that the message really should be out there for men. You should be more grateful and you should have more guilt and you should see your job more in a relational way and not just a transactional way.
I don't necessarily think that. It's so hard because I'm one of these people. I'm really loyal and I find it very hard to detach myself. And I've used all sorts of excuses in the past to stay with an employer. But then when I look back on it, I realized that it wasn't good for me. I should have looked more at the practical situation, the way men tend to do. I think women should try to be a little more distant from their jobs and perhaps think about them in the way men do, in that so often we're losing out on money. I mean, when this young woman I interviewed last year landed in a new job, she went to work for another startup ultimately, she got a 38% pay rise. And when she was in that previous job, she wasn't thinking about that. She knew that she could probably get more money, but she was so comfortable and worried about leaving. And then when she left and she's happy in her new position and she got that raise, she just looked on the situation completely differently. Yeah, and I think so many of us feel loyal and comfortable.
Right, because we have a caller on hold who wants to ask, why are we framing the question as why do women hold on to jobs longer? Why aren't we asking why men change jobs so readily? But I think you just answered that question, which is to say what you're really looking at is that women disadvantage themselves in terms of career opportunities and advancement in ways that men don't. And so women, you're really saying women need to get over it for their own good.
Yeah, if you're thinking about your salary, absolutely. Because we all know that when you change jobs, that's often when you'll get the biggest pay bump. You know, we all know, those of us who have negotiated, often when you're with one employer, you might get a small raise, but you're really lucky if you get a big fat raise. But when you change positions, that's when you really get the raises. Mm-hmm. And this is what men do much more often. They've got their eye on the prize. They're thinking about money. And they change jobs more frequently for that reason.
And from Megan in Levittown, we go to Maisie in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Maisie.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay. So you are CEO of a company that what?
So it's called Poached, and we are covert job search for the currently employed. So we help both women and men, but a larger percentage of women covertly put their profiles out there to see what kind of jobs they can pull in.
Covertly, because if your current employer finds out that you're even looking, you're likely to get canned?
Right, exactly. Or things can get very awkward at work. People don't want their colleagues to know and treat them differently. But the women on our platform just don't have the time to engage in a full-on job search, so they can download the app and set all of their priorities. So they can say, all right, I want to make $100,000 a year, but I also want a flexible schedule and project diversity. So those are two things we see a lot from women. We see minimal travel a lot. So they're able to, one, put their profiles out there covertly, and two, put signals out there to employers that says, I will leave, but you need to think about these things before approaching me.
So is it your perception that women are more likely to go the covert route than men for some reason?
Yes, that's what we're seeing in terms of data. The women on the platform, they're a lot more conscientious about putting their name out there. They want to make sure that there's a real opportunity before they engage with an employer to leave their current job.
Maisie, thank you. Ashley, we have a tweet coming in from a listener named Jennifer who says, I wonder if there's a generation gap as well. I'm 30 and haven't stayed at any job more than 2 years.
Well, that's interesting because several of the women I've spoken to for reports and the podcast were actually about that age. They were 29, 30, 32, and they, including this young woman who worked for Etsy, she was 30. So I don't know that that's true. I think it's probably, you know, down to personalities in your situation, but I don't think there is necessarily a generation gap.
Colleen in Manhattan, we've got about 30 seconds for you. Hi.
Hey, I was really lucky because I got the boot from a very, very, very lucrative career, long-term at an advertising agency. I was very miserable and thinking that I had to have a plan B before I made my move. I was forced into the move, and I couldn't be happier. You get thrown into the water, you have to swim or you have to drown, and swimming turns out to be the best thing you can possibly do.
Therefore what for people who aren't getting fired?
Excuse me?
Therefore what for people who aren't losing their jobs involuntarily?
I say fire yourself and get your butt onto the next phase. Because
that sounds like the title of the next self-help book. Fire your butt and get yourself onto the next phase. Ashley Milne-Tight, how can people hear your stuff?
They can hear it on iTunes. So thebroadexperience.com is one way you can get the show. And also it's on iTunes and all sorts of other apps.
Hosting the Broad Experience podcast, former Marketplace reporter Ashley Milne-Tight. Thank you. Great conversation.
Thanks very much for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.